to the Simply His Coffee Shop, everyone. Oh, we're so excited to finally be here. This has definitely been a long time coming. We've tried to do this like so many different times and trying to launch it, and we're finally here. So what is Simply His and how did it get started? That's what we're here to talk to you guys about today. And just to dive in, let's start with Nita Horn. She kind of helped come up with all of this. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for this ministry.
Well, this actually has been a dream from many years. We've us girls, you know, we have all planned and talked about this dream for years.
Yep.
And we even launched a podcast about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it actually got some really good reviews back, and we only did one, and we intended to do more, but it just,
and life happened.
Life came along and the Lord said, you're going to go to Missouri. And so here we are. But we've had this idea and this dream in the back of our mind all of this time. But in building things and moving forward, everything takes more time than what you expect, especially when you build. So aside from all of the construction setbacks and the building setbacks and the physical challenges that all of us actually have had over the past year or two, here we are.
I know. It's so exciting.
This is it. Hey. So Simply His started years ago under a different title. However, it really kind of came to a closer culmination about 2 years ago when we went to this conference, a ladies' conference. Mm-hmm. And we went there, honestly, to be truthful, I took these girls to this conference not because I wanted to go to a women's conference. I took them because I wanted to visit with them.
Yeah.
Because we're so busy.
That's
we don't
right.
get to
yeah.
just sit
yeah.
and say, hey, let's
That's
sneak
true.
Out.
So it
Good
was our excuse to
it
go.
It was. So we sneaked out. All the kids were home. We just, us girls went and got a motel room, and here we go. So here we're at this conference, right? But the longer we're there, the more we were like, oh my gosh, it was like eating at the master's table.
Mm-hmm.
We had all of this spiritual food coming in after giving so much over the years. And we were just lapping it up. We come back to the motel room and I'm like, you know what? I want to do this. And they're like, I know. What? And we started reliving that dream that we had years ago. And that was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I can't even remember.
It was about 2 years ago. Yeah.
So, I mean, so that's when we started dreaming. And then I thought, okay, got to come home and talk to my husband. So I went in and I said, I got something to tell you. Yeah. I says, well, us girls, we want to, you know, rethink about this idea of doing our own program. And he goes, really? And so I said, yeah. And we sat there and talked for a little while. I'm telling you, within that day, he had, we talked about calling it Simply His because we didn't want anything complicated.
Right.
And we are just Simply His. That is just who we are.
Well, there's so many layers to that name to begin with, because as women, we don't always take that into account, that we are simply our daughters of the King.
Yes.
We don't take that to heart, you know. Right. So that name had so many layers to it, and so we all really fell in love with it because we are simply His. We are simply God's daughters, and how cool is that?
So I don't know if you know what a New York second is, but that was how much time it took my husband to save the domain on. So that was how long it took for him to decide we're going to go forward with this idea. So having said that, we launched the whole idea and began planning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to launch a few weeks ago. And then we had another setback. So
a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's been
a few setbacks.
It's been a progressive, but it's amazing because, you know, if we had started and launched whenever we felt we were supposed to at the beginning,
well,
none of us would have been ready. We would not have had you guys.
Right.
Yay.
Hey, for you guys.
We have this amazing studio
here.
Audience that are here encouraging us and helping us to launch this first historic program.
Well, and we kind of decided too on the coffee shop theme because a lot of women, that's what they do. They go have coffee with their girlfriends, you know, and we even do that. We'll go, even if some of us don't drink coffee, we'll still go to a coffee shop and just sit and
drink
tea or do whatever, just because that's kind of the social thing / it's more relaxed. You can just hang out and be with your girlfriends.
Right. And in a coffee shop, it's not like you have to hurry up for the next person to come in and sit in your seat.
Yeah.
So it was very relaxed and very chill.
Part of what birthed this idea, though, is the fact that when we were at that conference, one of the conversations we were having that night is how close we really are. Mm-hmm. And we, people that have known our family, have seen us hanging out. And it's not even a joke. You're my witness. Well, all of you are my witness. We'll be out at a coffee shop or, you know, a restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, eating cheese fries or whatever we're doing. And we'll get to giggling. And everybody else thinks we've been drinking or something because we're just laughing so hard and
so
having
fun.
Not that anybody's stumbling around, but we're, that's just mm-hmm. the way we are.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've had it a few different places. People are like, I'll have what she's having type of thing. And then they find out that we're drinking iced tea.
Iced tea. Like, we're strawberry lemonade.
Is that like iced tea normally? Or a Long Island?
So it's remember so that one time we had this guy go, you're like this normally? Like this is,
yeah.
this is you, actually you.
We're so close. And we've had so many people that have said, Matt, I could just sit and watch you guys just talk and visit. So that's kind of been one of those things because we're sisters and you're mom and we really are you hear me hesitate because she's so much like a sister.
Aww. There
it's kind of like four sisters here. But we hear that a lot, so we were talking about that and then we got the next thing that we started to talk about, and this is crucial, is that it's almost offensive what is out there for women
absolutely
to watch. There's a couple of things, and I have no problem with it. You know, if somebody's into soap operas, this is not a dig. But if that's all there is, there are so many women out there mm-hmm. that are not getting fed intellectually or spiritually by what's being discussed on television.
Yeah.
And then when you do occasionally have, you know, women who are involved, usually, I'm not saying that this is a blanket statement overall, usually the woman's job is to sit there and go, while the men talk about things that are really exciting. So we constantly, our conversations go there. We talk about theology. We talk about deeply intellectual things. And we find that as we're having those conversations, other people come up and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know a woman's allowed to talk about stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. So that became part of what we wanted to do. We wanted to create something that we could take to outside of our own little coffee shop mm-hmm. and share with you guys. And you guys, we brought it back to you first.
Yeah.
And now we're going to take it further out. So that's the vision behind this coffee shop and coffee and Simply His.
So that kind of started the vision of everything. And so that comes back to the verse that we picked as our overall verse is Galatians 6:2. Share each other's burdens and in this way obey the law of Christ.
Right.
A lot of times we ostracize ourselves,
isolate.
Just kind of isolate and we're like, oh, well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to be a part of that or nobody's there to help me, you know, things like that. But we're here. We're a community. We have you guys as part of our community and we are our own community as well. And that's so important and that is biblical. So we are here to share each other's burdens, our joys, our everything.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so cool and kind of sets us apart as well on what we're doing and why we're doing that. But we do also need to introduce ourselves because I don't know if the audience even knows who we are. Our in-house audience obviously does, but nobody else really knows who we are. So Mom is Nita Horn.
So I kind of pigtrail, sorry.
You're good. And then beside her is Donna Howell. And then this is Allie Henson. And then I'm Catherine Horn.
Yeah.
So, Mom, obviously you're the matriarch of our family. So, and your grandkids call you Mima or Blam.
I like the Blam.
Which is fun. You want to tell us kind of how you got the Blam part of that name?
It's my favorite nickname so far. So one of my little ones could not say Graham because Kate started calling me Graham, and I thought that was cute. But the littler one could not say Graham. She started saying Blam. So I'm the Blam.
Fun.
I'm the only one I know.
That is true.
So I love it. It's just the coolest name. So I love it.
And then you're also the CEO of Whispering Ponies Ranch. Tell us a little bit about Whispering Ponies Ranch and what all that entails.
It's a long, I can talk for a long time. To nutshell it, Whispering Ponies Ranch is our charity.
Mm-hmm.
And we open it up at no cost to the kids who come through. We don't charge anything for them to be there. We give them wonderful food, mm-hmm. better than some restaurants, I'm saying. Good food, and we do it upright. We have, like, zip lines that they get to play on.
Yep.
We have a rock wall that we help them. We have little horses that they can drive and scratch and brush and play with. And
which is the biggest draw to a degree.
It's the one element that probably reaches the kids on a different level. And it's really kind of, I can't explain it, because these little horses are just so, I want to say, unassuming. Because when these kids come up and start scratching or loving or approaching them, they have no inhibitions at all with this animal, because the animal, when it does respond, and some of them do very lovingly, these kids are not afraid of what this motive this little horse is going to be. They can just purely exchange, love and yeah. hugs and touch with innocence.
Yep.
And so that's an amazing part of what these horses do. But that's a big part of what we do there mm-hmm. with these little horses.
So what kind of children do you guys focus on there?
Yes, we have foster kids that come through. And all of these kids are wards of the states. Mm-hmm. And again, this is at no cost. Mm-hmm. These people who bring these kids through to our camps, they used to have to pay a lot of money. To, mm-hmm. for each child. And we, through the donations and sponsorship of the audience that are learning more about us, are helping us to provide all of the food and all of the amenities and the horses and all of that.
So you're partnering with...
Yes, partnering together. And these kids are ages 6 to 12. And then we recently actually started extending that out to teenagers now.
That's
and I got to
cool.
tell you, I wasn't sure at first how the teenagers were going to go, because, like, little ponies. Oh, no. We went up to the barn to get the horses ready, and I was telling my crew, I said, I'm not sure, because these are tough guys, 12 going on 25. And I thought, they're just not going to want to scratch a pony. I got to tell you, these little boys fell in love. And the girls, too. We expect the girls, because girls love horses.
Of course. Girls always want a little pony.
The little boys were the ones I think I was a little more concerned about. But having said that, they were so... I mean, it took a minute for them to start, because they didn't want to be the
first
one.
They wanted to play the big tough guy at first.
Tough guy. So... They started somebody broke the ice, and they started driving these little horses around, because we have little cart ponies is what we do. Horses, they're miniature horses, and they pull carts. And these little boys,
14, 15.
All the way up, mm-hmm. To about 17. Mm-hmm. And they would start driving these. And one of them, I'll just do one. I'm sitting there, and he's like this, right? He's almost afraid to move. And I'm like, so what do you think about this? And he goes, this is so cool. He was afraid. Yeah. He was afraid someone else was going to see him having so much fun. Aww. I said, I'm glad you're having fun. He said, I'm loving this. But it was a hit. And so we've extended it to the teenagers, and I know I'm pigtailing again, but yeah, that's what Whispering Ponies Ranch does. And
well, and it's to foster care kids. Yes. They've come from very abused backgrounds.
Yes.
So this is a therapeutic yes. mm-hmm. type yes. thing that we even do with yes. the ponies and everything.
Yes. And these little ones, now the night that the boys came in, mm-hmm. there was already fighting the first night. And they have 3 days. The boys only get 3 days. The littler kids get a week. They come in on a Friday night, and they're like fisticuffs right now. And the counselors were like, well, they're wanting to come in on hard and heavy. And one of the ladies said, I just called everybody aside, and we're just going to pray among the leadership. And they began to pray. And all of a sudden, something happened, and the boys started kind of calming down and not trying to, vie for the dominant. And by the end of that 3 days, I see you guys shaking your head, because those of you that were there, you're witnesses. They were high-fiving each other, cheering each other on the rock wall. And some of these boys had extreme fear of heights.
Yeah.
That they overcame. Someday we'll have Joe on, and he'll be able to help us talk
about
that. Yeah,
that's an episode for another
yes,
day.
Yes, it is. But I get to spill the beans this once, because I get to say this. But yes, this was an amazing, because I wasn't sure how it was going to work, and I'm so sold. I am so sold. I want more teenager. I want
more of that.
I want to expand
that's
that.
That's awesome.
But anyway, that's kind of who I am. I'm also mom to a lot of the people here. Well, all of these. This one here is my mom. This is my Ruth and Naomi story. She followed us out to Missouri and left all of her biological family back in Oregon. But these are my daughters. Joe's my son. And this is a very family-oriented staff. We mm-hmm. just, mm-hmm. it's great. And I get to be a part of all of this. So
it's exciting.
I'm done talking about me. That's it.
So, Allie.
Yes.
You mm-hmm. happen to be a writer, a mm-hmm. best-selling author, and you're also in school for some degrees that you're trying to get. What are
some
you
different
going?
Degrees?
I know. I get confused. So this is education for me too. It's like, which ones are you going for again?
Yeah. Well, the ones I'm working on now are psychology, Bible, and theology. Want to work on world religions. My dream is anthropology, but so far that door has shut every time. So I don't know what God's got in store with that. I'm just I'm enjoying the ride. It keeps me very busy. You know, some people who follow Skywatch will see that in my job title is the label private investigator. And so it kind of started when I went to school to be a private investigator. And a lot of people automatically think, oh, that means you're a detective. Mm-hmm. Like you're working, you know, solving homicides. No, I'm nothing like that. You know,
or
when
that
you go
you're
to
going around, they hire you to go take pictures to see if their spouse is.
Yeah,
cute.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nothing
that's what
like
I
that.
Think when a private investigator
right.
just
no, but it isn't. There are private investigators who go into specified fields and they do things like that.
Right.
But a generic trained certified uh-huh. private investigator, what you learn is how to research, how to figure out what is a credible versus not a credible source.
Gotcha.
Other avenues of ways you might be able to find information mm-hmm. when whatever search you're
the
trying
Google
to do,
search doesn't
Google
work.
Search or whatever other thing you're doing has turned up at a dead end, just things like that. So it kind of makes you a better researcher, but it
gotcha.
Doesn't make you a detective. And so they're different. Now, like I said, there are private investigators who then go into more of that kind of thing, and mm-hmm. then they do act more like a detective, but that's not me. But when I did that, I kind of fell in love with being in school. And for whatever reason, with all the homework and all the time management, but I do love it. And so I'm pursuing a few different degrees and have dreams of other degrees, and will probably be in school mm-hmm. until I die. And I do love being an author. Yeah. And I love being an author for Skywatch, and I'm thankful for the doors that God has opened for me mm-hmm. through that. You know, the things I've been able to learn mm-hmm. and experience and research and write about. And, you know, I'm blessed to be in a place where so many people will, and I mean, in a different life chapter, even I would say, oh, that'd be really interesting to learn about someday.
Right.
I'm really blessed that I'm in a place where I don't have to find time outside of work to research so many things
right.
because I'm doing it as my
as
job,
work.
You know? So it's a very fulfilling thing to do, and I'm thankful for it. So
that's very cool.
Side note, she was a Nancy Drew nut.
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't healthy.
Oh.
No, it wasn't a good idea how much I was into Nancy Drew.
She had the skirt, the little cardigan, the
I
notepad,
did.
And I mean, everything in the church, it was like, now, we must figure this.
No,
I could
true.
Tell stories.
It's true. She could embarrass me. I had a little briefcase. And back, okay, so here's, I'll just deviate for a minute. Back in the day, okay, so this is 1985-ish. I had a typewriter, and I had paper, and I had carbon paper. So if I wanted to do something in duplicate or triplicate, I could type it with my carbon paper in between, and I would type up clues, and then I'd hide them. And yeah, no, I had problems. So now
you get to use that.
Now, as I'm recovering from all of these strange childhood games I played, now I'm a sight geek. And one of the things, and actually approaching this whole Simply His thing, one of the things that I needed to answer coming into this is what are we really trying to do? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that that I discovered, let's go to the university library and look up psychology, media, connection, blah, 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 because that's where I go.
Right.
And what I found was that media typically, it has to meet something that in the psych world they call need for cognition. There has to be something about a show that gets you to care to watch it.
Right.
And so usually it's comedy. Mm-hmm. Or it's drama, and that can be different kinds of drama. It can be, you know, heartfelt drama, or it can be crime drama or whatever, mm-hmm. but comedy, drama, or intellect. And intellect is where most of the talk shows fall in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look, and then like you were mentioning soap operas earlier, that's your drama section, and then comedy's kind of more like, you know, 30-minute sitcoms. They're fun. The thing is,
that when we're looking at need for cognition as it pertains to intelligence and intellect, when we look at what's available for women right now, mm-hmm. a lot of it does not fall within the realm of Christian doctrine.
Yeah.
A lot of Christian doctrine, not all of it, but a lot of it falls within the conservative realm. And a lot of people who would fall within the conservative realm and or be seeking things that have to do with Christian doctrine, there's really not very much for women on yeah. TV.
Right.
There are shows for men. Sure. And honestly, there's not much for kids either. And, yeah, you know, true. But yeah. for women to really engage that need for cognition, there are some shows that are very liberal left. There are these soap opera type daytime shows. Women are very overlooked
yeah.
in the scope of what people are trying to market to. And that's ironic because 20 years ago, most of the daytime audience at home tuning in were women.
Right.
And so why have they been so abandoned in the market of who anybody's actually channeling yeah. toward is a little bit ironic to me.
True.
But so what I would love to see happen through all of this is that we would put something out there that meets a woman's need for cognition on an intellectual level
yeah. mm-hmm.
and also supports her ability to have wholesome values, right. to have to learn Christ-like doctrine, you know, and I mean, bringing things in that she can use in her home, in her lifestyle, in her, you know, her godly influences at work, all the avenues of women's lives, because mm-hmm. part of the reason that women isolate, like you mentioned earlier, yeah. is because we're juggling every plate in this in the building, and there's no time to stop and make a friend,
yeah.
you know, and so you kind of almost, and especially now as the virtual world grows, you need this vicarious mm-hmm. community
yeah.
of people, even if you can only tune in for 20 minutes at a time, but, oh, these guys think like me, or she said something I can use at work, or there's mm-hmm. a fast recipe and I needed an idea for dinner tonight,
right.
like all the levels right. that all Every the level. Women are trying to hit, so.
That's great. That's good.
Here's what's cute about all of this is that, Allie, okay, as many people that want to pick on that whole Nancy Drew thing, God wires you, doesn't he?
Yes.
He wires you
yes,
with
absolutely.
The internal heart desire.
Yep. Yes.
And I know with only 3 minutes left on the clock that we can't get really deep into this.
Right.
And then the audience will get to know me and Catherine a little bit better next week. Mm-hmm. But with only a minute or so, I love that what the Bible actually says, not
yes.
what our Western society says about yep. the desires of your
right.
heart.
Right.
Because what you
right.
find when you pull out the true meaning of the Greek is that from birth,
mm-hmm.
he instills with you a set of talents
mm-hmm.
and a set of abilities
yeah.
and a yearning towards something.
Mm.
And
yeah.
so the Bible doesn't say eventually God will give you what you want.
Right.
It says you already want it. You
yeah.
just don't know it yet. When
right.
you come in line with what the Holy Spirit and God has designed you
yeah.
to do, suddenly you're going to go, that's what I want. And
oh,
he's going to go,
yeah,
I know,
that.
I put it there. Yeah. So Allie, Allie being a cute little Nancy Drew, you say it was annoying, and I love
it
this
was
story.
Pretty annoying.
I don't even know the story, so I can't tell it.
I'm scared what you're getting
story.
Ready to tell.
There's a story. I don't even know the story. I just know that you were proofreading somebody who was writing notes in church one day.
The most annoying kid ever.
Yeah.
No. It's
so
true.
I'm sitting there and I'm listening to everybody or to Allie talk about how annoying she was. And I'm sitting there going, no. That was absolutely an installation for what you were
That's
going
funny.
To be doing right,
yeah. That's right.
here, right now.
Yeah.
I love
I
it.
I agree.
I'm glad God had a plan for it because I'm sure it was annoying.
He always does. He
That's
always
funny.
Does. You hear
yes.
that? He always
so
does
he
have a plan.
Always
for
has
you.
A plan.
And when you're wiring and what you want is really weird, that's significant. Because that's when you're being called for something outside the norm.
Yeah.
Instead of being the misfit that doesn't fit in, oh, no, honey, you aren't supposed to fit the mold. You're supposed to break it.
Yeah, yes. good word.
Right?
Yep.
Well, and that is exactly what we are striving to do on this show
mm-hmm.
with Simply His, is to be that out-of-the-box place where you can go and get theology, get sound advice / the word of God get buried into our hearts, because that's another place that we're so busy juggling all of the plates that we forget. We forget to take time for ourselves, to take that little bit of time to say, okay, God, here I am. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
And that's so important. And we as women fail at that a lot, which failure is, you know, kind of a negative word. And I don't mean it in that regard, but we need to take time out to have this community
mm-hmm.
to build
yeah.
our
faith with each That's other right. and to disciple and mentor each other. And that is missing too so much. So we want to be that for all of those women out there. And we are completely out of time, but we will continue our introduction to our show next week. We're so excited that you're going to be here with us and that this is finally happening. So make sure to join us next week as we continue this discussion. We'll see you next time.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. In this incredible special collection from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive the Unlocking Eden companion DVD, featuring the entire four-week television series on Unlocking Eden and special content with my co-author Daniel Belt and I on securing some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition during seasons of virus, flu, and so much more. We're also including the never-before-released special edition Eden's Essentials publication featuring special reports on gut health, chronic pain and sleep management, fermented foods, and so much more. You'll also receive the Eden's Essentials Founders Vision DVD featuring interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn and Daniel Belt and I on our vision to provide nutrient-dense supplements derived directly from non-genetically modified foods, grown from clean soil free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest degree of health possible. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the SkyWatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.